We're joined in the studio this morning by a crew from Spotender, Patrick Fabian, Rick Coppolo, Aiden Abramson, and Derek Tubbs, a man who was born to work for a company like this. Morning, gentlemen, and thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Patrick, you've been with us before, but let's just talk about Spotender. What's the scope of your current business?
Yeah, we're servicing hot tubs throughout Park City, Wasatch County, entering into the Heber market, and excited for that. We service, maintain, repair hot tubs. We also restore used hot tubs and have a number of them that we can get to people at an affordable rate. We're excited to, you know, be introducing a new product today and servicing, maintaining, and repairing pools. And that's something that we wanted to talk about here today.
We're going to talk about pools in a minute, but I want to stick with hot tubs for just a minute. You've had a fairly remarkable growth pattern over the last few years. What do you attribute that to, Rick?
You know, this market in Park City continues to grow every single day, and we see it. And we notice when we have lots of clients come, and even a season like this, when the skiing, you've got mud on the ground, where are people at? They're sitting in their tubs. So we've seen a lot of growth here, and we hope to see it continue as we really focus on just the customer side of things and making sure that our customers are happy and really feel like they've got someone they can trust in the industry.
What exactly do you do when you service a hot tub?
We go in, we do the chemical balance. We make sure the water's perfect for our clients and not too over-chemicalized or under-chemicalized. We want to make sure that it's the health aspect of it is perfect for them. We also look at the exterior of the tub. We make sure that all the parts are, you know, working efficiently, maintained, and go the extra mile and make sure that, you know, the pathway to the hot tub from the house is cleared and shoveled properly. Looking at the stairs, the exterior of the tub, wiped down, cleaning the steps that, you know, walk into the hot tub. If you're carrying dirt into the hot tub, it just makes it that much more, you know, unpleasant to sit in. So it's that extra little step that we try to go, and I try to instill in my employees that builds that trust level. Trust is a big part of why we're growing so fast, and, you know, our clients know that we're going to respond if they have an issue or something breaks down in the middle of the winter when it's, you know, freezing cold, snowing, and they're wanting to sit in their hot tubs if something breaks, and, you know, we'll be there. Hopefully you can attest to that, Roger. The trust factor is one of the things that I'd say that they can rely on.
So I got to imagine having the correct pH in your hot tub is pretty important, because warm water will grow all sorts of gnarly stuff.
pH is everything. If you're not, you know, properly balanced on your pH, the levels of your, you know, chlorine, alkalinity, it all starts with the pH and won't balance out properly. So, you know, 100%.
I hear some people use ozone.
Ozone's, you know, when you're working with a company like ours, you don't need to necessarily install a system like that. A lot of hot tubs these days come, you know, pre-built in, and we maintain them and work, you know, in conjunction with them. But it's another layer of keeping your hot tub, you know, sparkling clean.
What chemistry do you use? I mean, I know there's different approaches, bromine, chlorine. What do you use and why?
Chlorine is our go-to. We don't mix bromine and chlorine for obvious reasons. And if it's not obvious, make sure you're not mixing bromine and chlorine. But it can put off a noxious gas and put you down. So last thing you want to do if you're, you know, having a few beverages is not also, you know, add bromine and chlorine together. It's the one beverage that you won't walk away from. Chlorine is our go-to. Keeping the levels balanced, you know, we try to look at the individual hot tub and not, you know, all of them as a whole. We try to tailor it, you know, to the specific client, and some, you know, have kids, some are, you know, older, you know, adults who are just using it themselves. And we don't, you know, want to over-chemicalize on a situation where we don't need to. We want to, you know, make sure that we are maintaining a higher chemical balance for, you know, if we notice a home with kids and, you know, they may or may not be using the hot tub, you know, in a more manner, you know.
Sanitary.
So I want to talk about pools. What made you get into the pool business? And how does servicing pools differ from servicing hot tubs? I think this one goes to you, Derek, I think.
Well, I got in the business 18 years ago. I've had a business in St. George in Sacramento. I got into it because there was a need for pool business down there, and I jumped on it. You know, there's not much difference between servicing a pool and a hot tub as far as the water chemistry goes, because the pH in your eye is 7 to 7.6, and that's where we like to keep it. You know, so as far as the chemistry goes, it's the same, but just different components and the way it runs.
So your eyes are not supposed to burn when you open your eyes underwater.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd like to experience a pool like that.
Exactly.
The necessity of the pool business here is something that we didn't plan on jumping into. Spotender is a hot tub company first, and we jumped into the pool business out of necessity. I think what Derek has seen and what, you know, I noticed right off the bat was outreach or you know, a call out for a better service. There's numerous pools that we're noticing are, you know, poorly installed, equipment outside not being properly, you know, covered or maintained, equipment that's installed upside down, as we noticed the other day. And so bringing in Derek was a long time, you know, in the making, and the vetting process to find the right guy was, you know, done diligently. And, you know, like you said, 18 years in the business was the deciding factor, his overall ability to speak with the clients. And, you know, he's Patrick in the pool industry, and if you will. And I mean that, you know, in a serious manner, because my clients know that they can rely on me and the company, and I want them to know that they can rely on Derek and the company as well.
So wait, let's back up a little bit. What was installed upside down?
Derek?
Well, I've gone to several pools around here, and I've noticed that the salt cells are plumbed facing downwards, which is a huge no-no. You can't do that. After when the salt cell creates that chlorine, it comes off a lot of gas, and that gas gets trapped up the top. So if it's not horizontal or plumbed vertical, there's no room for that gas to go, and it causes major issues.
Like explosion?
Well, not so much explosion, but with your water, it causes, scaling, calcium buildup. I mean, there's lots of varieties of things that can happen for that. And your salt cell won't work.
So there are some companies out there installing good pools, but in a poor manner.
Correct.
Right here in Park City.
Yeah, and then you guys come along and save the day.
That's right. Yep, perfect. We're working on a few of them right now.
I mean, Hero is, you know, a reach, but, you know, we try to just be the reliable, honest, and ones that you can count on. The trust factor is everything.
So obviously people use their pools all summer, and it's the only time they get to use them. But Rick,
in the winter, Roger, there's pools go all year round. So
yeah,
a lot of them get closed up and shut down for the winter, but there are those year-round pools, and we're happy to look at those for any clients that need it.
But my question was going to be, how many people keep their hot tubs in the summer?
The hot tubs, and Rick, you want to take it?
Yeah, I originally was thinking, you know, it's not very popular for someone to take a tub in a hot tub, but as you start to get more in this space, you start to realize how many times are you able to sit down, put your phone away, just really focus on yourself and relaxing with your friends and family. And that doesn't just stop when the snow starts falling. You can obviously turn your temperature down. I've seen people have very specific, so I like to set it at 100 in the summer, or a little bit higher or a little bit lower. And people find their right mix, and it's just their time to really relax, and that doesn't go away. And I think one thing that we've probably all seen is just this focus on health and wellness, and it's not gonna stop. And hot tub kind of fits right there. And that's why we see the pools coming in. And I've been telling Pat, even, you know, cold plunges one day, you know, it's just all this stuff that kind of goes in and just kind of building on top of this health and wellness background.
That's what I was going to ask. Do they make hybrid hot tubs where they're a hot tub in the winter and a cold plunge in the summer?
Somewhat. There's smaller units that can be, you know, heated up and cooled down. Not so, you know, frequent or, you know, Seldomly seen. There's majority of people will have a separate cold plunge. Some of that comes down to the chemical balance itself, and some of them comes down to just the size, space, the energy behind it. But typically what we see is a separate cold plunge unit and the hot tub sitting close by.
I guess you could just not heat your hot tub and then go into the freezer, grab a bucket of ice, and
that works too.
Yeah. Now, what does it do?
Margarita mix while you're at it.
Yeah, there you go. What about chemistry of the water when it's a cold plunge?
Cold plunges, you know, the chemicals mix differently on the temperature of the water. Cold plunges are, you know, it's not going to, just like we put sugar into a hot, you know, cup of coffee, dissolves better if we put it than putting it into a, a cold cup of coffee, if you will. Mm-hmm. So using that analogy, it's, you know, it's again tailoring it to the situation.
Yeah,
having it mix and sometimes, you know, using more of a liquid based chemical rather than a solid based.
So, guys, tell us what typically goes wrong with hot tubs. I mean, one of your big jobs, in addition to sort of the regular maintenance, is servicing things when things go wrong. What do you see go wrong typically?
Team, I know I want to speak to.
Patrick, I'm going to make you answer that.
The answer is everything can go wrong.
What can't go wrong? You know, we've all heard the acronym for a boat. This isn't, you know, necessarily 1,000, but it's things can go wrong. But, you know, we're here. You can trust that we're going to get it fixed. I mean, people have gone, you know, other companies don't necessarily fix all their clients' hot tubs. They mainly maintain or repair brands that they, you know, sell themselves. And so we're a one-stop shop. We're going to repair any type of hot tub. You can rely on the fact that we can get parts, you know, fast and quickly and efficiently get it up and running for you. And just about anything can break down. But when that happens, you know, we're here for repairs. We're also here for sales. And I can see Rick want to say something. Rick,
I was just going to say that in the industry with so many people vacation rental and renting out their homes, these tubs just get used. I'll tell you what, especially in the heart of the winter, you've got back-to-back guests coming in and they try to fit 4, 5, 10 people in a hot tub. And these tubs can get really nasty. And you can obviously tell, and less than just them breaking down, it's just the water quality. And part of our job, not just with the customers, but with the vacation rental companies, making sure that we're staying on top of it, because with them having quick turnovers with new customers in and out, you want to make sure that next customer gets the same experience as the first customer.
Yeah.
With a beautiful tub and ready to go.
So now, as a consumer, would it be smarter to buy a used Rolls-Royce version of a hot tub rather than a Costco hot tub?
It comes down to budget. It comes down to, you know, aesthetics. What are you looking for? You know, I'm not going to sell a hot tub that, you know, a swim spa to someone looking for a small hot tub, or a fancy unit to someone who's just looking for, you know, a tub outside with some hot water in it. It's tailoring it to the client, the location, what they're looking for. Restored tubs, we offer a warranty with them. We fully, you know, we'll go through the unit, replumb it, jet it, parts, pumps, heating elements, so on and so forth. So we with the warranty aspect, you can rely on the tubs that we sell to be just as you know, efficient and have the longevity to them that you're going to get with a newer unit. We have lines of new units as well, and our relationship with Bullfrog here in the community is fantastic. Some of my very good close friends over there, and if you haven't been there, beautiful showroom, the new showroom for them over at the outlet store, and our relationship there is phenomenal and can get pricing wise. Come see me. There's a commercial back home from where I'm originally from that says, you know, shop us last, you'll love us, and and, you know, similarly, you'll get the same feeling with us and when buying a spa. And, you know, it's about tailoring it to the customer themselves.
We live in a brutal environment, and in the winter, I think hot tub covers get pretty abused. Talk to us about how long I can expect my cover to last, and are you able to get covers for most brands?
We can get covers for any brand, for sure. What did you call it? Brutal environment. You know, Park City is very, very brutal. I say that jokingly. The temperature-wise, the dryness of the environment, you know, that's what's brutal. Park City itself is, you know, phenomenal, beautiful area, and we're blessed to be able to have a business here and build that trust with our clients. But the covers themselves, you know, I'm glad you said that. Rick actually has been working on a new page for the website, and I'll touch on that real quick, that if you haven't been to the website, please spottender.com, and there's submission forms there that you can fill out at any time. You can always call or text, but the website's something, you know, Rick has been and Aiden have been working on, you know, heavily, and has come together very well from when I originally, you know, bought the company. And, you know, different pages there. You can see pictures of the used spas. You can see the covers themselves. And, you know, we can get you a cover for any size, you know, brand, and reach out to us. We'd love to help.
I was just going to say, Roger, one indicator that you can tell people is when you're trying to lift your cover from your hot tub, and you're struggling and you can barely get it up, that's probably a good indicator that it's time to check out a new one.
So we are a business show. What about the numbers? What does it cost? If I owned a hot tub, but let's say a six-person hot tub, what does it cost in annual maintenance?
Yeah, and anyone who wants to jump in, $150 a month, weekly visits, forego a night out of on the town and hire our services, and you won't be disappointed. It's, you get the weekly service, all chemicals included. We don't charge for drain and fills. That's a difference between us and others. Not that we're trying to waste water. And I think the first time I came on your show, Roger, the environmental aspect of it is by hiring a company like ours, you're not having to drain out the water nearly as much. We know what we're doing. We're trying to conserve that water in your tub. And minimum, we drain it twice a year, change the filters twice a year for health and, well-being purposes. But if for $150, turnkey service, we're charging for filters on top of that twice a year. Your hot tub's only as clean as your filters. It's the oil change for your hot tub, if you will. For that amount, you're getting a good service. You're also, hopefully Roger again can attest to this as, and if you haven't realized by now, we take care of Roger's tub and proud to say that.
We've been speaking with Patrick Fabian, Rick Coplo, and Derek Tubbs of Spottender. Gentlemen, thanks for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you.
Spottender.com?
Thank you.
Spottender.com, 435-901-9912. You can always call or text, but we also have a submission form on the website, and we respond to it very quickly, so feel free to reach out.